And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
The living brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. It's an odd mixture of subjects today. My first guest, we're discussing positive parenting during the holidays. My next guest is an extraordinarily talented cartoonist, greeting card designer, songwriter, and performer. Her latest book is titled Amazing Cows. If you want to call in and join in the conversation with Sandra Boynton, you can do that. Call us at 639-0008. Sandra Boynton has been 6 years old ever since 1959. She's designed over 4,000 greeting cards, and she's sold more than 250 million of them. And I got to say, Sandra, my wife and I have been buying your cards since the 1990s. She's written 7 best-selling books. She has over 20 million copies in print. 4 of her books have become New York Times bestsellers. She's written and produced 4 record albums that she claims are for children, but I suspect they were written for parents and grandparents, and the children were just an afterthought. 3 albums were certified gold. 1 was nominated for a Grammy. She's also done 4 music videos as well. She's been awarded the Milton Caniff Lifetime Achievement Award by the National Cartoonist Society way back in 2008. She was raised, but she never grew up, in Philadelphia. She graduated from Yale University, and secretly, she wishes she could tap dance. Welcome to the show, Sandra. How are you today? Well, you are just such a fun person. It's easy to do an intro for you, but I want to go back. You've had a prolific and very imaginative career, but let's face it, your upbringing was probably pretty traditional in the greater Philadelphia area. How'd you get into the career of publishing greeting cards, books, and record albums and so forth?
Well, I don't think I really did have a traditional upbringing. I went to my dad was an English teacher, and so I went to a Quaker school from kindergarten through 12th grade, the school where he taught. As did my 3 sisters. And the great thing about a Quaker school is the arts are so central to the curriculum. I mean, for everybody, whether you're a scientist or a historian or, you know, whatever your leaning is, the arts are very central. So all of the music and drawing and writing and everything was just sort of a normal part of everyone's education.
I see.
So I don't think that is a normal. It seemed normal at the time because I didn't know anything else.
Sure. If it's what you knew, it was your reality. I can understand that. And knowing that about you, it starts to make some sense here. Mm-hmm. All right. How do you describe your work to other people? I mean, besides being amazing and totally fun, how do you describe your own style?
Oh, my goodness. I've been stuck on it. People say, what do you do? And I go, because no matter what I say, it gives you the wrong idea. If I say I'm an illustrator, you're thinking something very pretty. And if I say a cartoonist, you're thinking a cartoon strip. And so I don't know. If you think of something, let me know.
Well, I would say, you know, if I can throw it in, if you're offering, I hope I get a royalty off of this, too. But I would consider you a humorist and just a reflecting of society. I love your stuff. You know, you choose animals and of various kinds to represent your ideas. But I consider you one of the great humorists of the early 21st century. How's that sound?
Well, thank you. You're hired.
Great. That's what I do. Now, let me ask you this, Sandra, because in the past, pigs and chickens have always been sort of your publishing fodder. Why did you switch to cows in your latest book, Amazing Cows?
Well, sometimes you're ready to take it to the next level. You know, you sort of do the pigs, you do the chickens, and you really feel that you're on your game and you can move on to cows. So that's pretty much what happened here. It's kind of a bold move.
A bold step, a new direction for you.
A new direction, a sort of a logical step, but just the next thing.
All right. Well, if I can offer up, what about aardvarks? I mean, they'd be first in line for everything, AA, you know, they'd be right at the top of the book pile.
It's true. I've actually done some aardvark-related things. I even have a song sung by aardvarks on one of my albums. The intermission song is sung by 4 aardvarks, so I have dabbled in aardvarks before.
All right, we're talking to Sandra Boynton, everybody, one of my absolute favorite authors out there. And since you brought up the whole thing of songs and music, I've got to ask you this, and my wife has been bugging me to ask you this as well. Kevin Klein singing Busy, 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 that's my wife's ringtone on her phone. I mean, we're deeply, deeply ingrained in you. But songs like Singing in the Shower, Go Bye Bye, one of my personal favorites. Yeah. Scott Bakula singing Pig Island.
Yeah.
I mean, you get Kate Winslet, Weird Al Yankovic, Brian Wilson. I mentioned Scott Bakula and Kevin Klein. How do you get these great people to perform?
Can you believe it? I don't know. I'm still getting away with that. I don't know how. I actually, most of it is cold calling.
No way.
But
you cold call Kevin? Excuse me, Kevin Klein.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, luckily, the managers for a lot of music people and actors tend to be mostly guys, and they tend to be in their 30s and 40s, and they have young children. So I think it's cold calling, and I introduce myself, and they start reciting the going to bed book, and I go, okay, good, I'm golden.
Yeah, you're in.
but really, I always send a demo to people that I approach. It's not just, gee, do you want to be on an album? So I always make sure that I have written a song that I hope I've chosen the performer carefully to go with the song. And it seems to be the demos that that convince people. I think the most exciting moment of my music career was hearing from Brian Wilson that he really liked the song.
Well, that absolutely does. But I got to tell you, I mean, Kevin Kline would be one of my favorites. Kate Winslet, Scott Bakula. My wife is just absolutely loves Pig Island because of that. But
oh, and he's such a nice guy too.
Oh, that's
he's
so
out
good
from
to hear.
Your neck of the woods, and he's just a great guy.
So good to hear that. Well, it just amazes me. So you actually cut a demo, and then you send them the demo of you singing the song, and then ask them. You say, "This is right for you." And try to pitch it that way?
Yeah, it's not usually me singing a song because that would probably nix the whole thing. So I actually, all four of my kids who range in age now from 20 to 31, but all of them are good singers, which I'm not. And also my songwriting partner, Mike Ford, he's a good singer, as is his wife. So I just sort of co-opt who's ever around and is right for the song. But it's the most giddy I ever get is being in recording sessions with these singers and actors who I just admire so much. And you just, a couple years ago we did a song with B.B. King, and then my very first music video I directed, he was in. And you just can't believe you're getting away with it. You say, wow, here I am directing a short film with B.B. King and nobody's stopping me. This is amazing.
Oh, it is. We're talking to Sandra Boynton, everybody. Her latest book is titled Amazing Cows. It's a lot of fun. So let me ask you, Sandra, in the limited time that we've got left with you, who should buy the book Amazing Cows?
Well, of course, everybody. Now, who's it for? It's funny. It's ostensibly for kids of, let's say, 8, 9, 10, but it really genuinely is for everyone. I mean, the book just came out this week, and there's this kind of odd buzz we're getting back that it seems to be doing very well in college bookstores, college kids. So it's a quirky and fun and non-condescending book. So I think it should work for all ages.
Well, let me just echo that sentiment. My wife and I have both read the book. Of course, we love all of the stuff that you've done, so it fits right in with our lifestyle. But if you don't have anything in mind for somebody for Christmas, Amazing Cows by Sandra Boynton, definitely go out, check it out. It's in bookstores today. Sandra, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you. Take care.